though. She rang the front door, she came commando. She came in Rambo, I came in rolled over. No time for conversation.
This is the new Vince Staples EP. Prima Donna. Eight of the finest crafted hip hop tracks, I think, of the last 5 to 10 years.
An 8-track EP?
8-track EP.
Two more songs and full album now?
Well, his LP is usually like 20, 22 songs. So, this album is insane. This is a song called Loco. It's a fine.
It's
literally insane.
Literally
insane. This is Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenberg.
And I am Jason Bogdan. With me, always to my right,
Steve McGrath.
And Linda.
Well, you always, just can't remember that a person sits next to you. You were talking to her just 10 seconds ago.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're supposed to, you're supposed to introduce him, and you're supposed to introduce me, and then, like, that's how it goes? And
yes.
And I was just like, yes. Just say names.
Yeah. Right.
What are we...
This is how it works. Thing now. This is a show.
I mean,
have you been here for the last 3 hours?
I've never done it.
That's
so I don't
true.
Know why you expect it.
Fair. He has never done it.
But that's out of stupidity.
But the thing is, you introduce me, I say to my right is him, and then he ignores whatever he's doing right.
Right.
And then
nobody's ever to his right.
I just assume she's going to speak up because she has a voice. And
so that
a microphone.
Is the
but
new
that's,
opening. That's
yeah.
the opening then. Linda?
Yeah, Linda
herself?
Will introduce herself.
Yeah, Linda, you go first.
No,
we'll go
that's
diagonal.
That's not how it works. Nobody else goes first.
Happy Sunday morning.
Happy Sunday morning to all of you people out there kneeling, standing, wishing the flag would rise in your honor.
Boy, we're going to get into some more Colin Kaepernick today.
But we're going to start with those feisty boys in Flushing.
Well, we have to make an editorial note
there
for those of us that follow, Facebook.
For the two of you that liked the Facebook status this morning.
It was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong. The Mets are not a half game out. They are one game out because San Francisco beat the Cubs 3-2. Thanks a lot, Jake Arrieta, who hasn't won in like 5 fucking starts. Killing me.
Well,
Anyhow, the
Cardinals had lost earlier in the day. So we got the half a game earlier in the day.
I thought it was the Giants beating the Cubs that mattered.
No, it's the Pirates and Cardinals.
No, Pirates lost to the... No, the Pirates
Isn't
played
the Cardinals
Brewers.
We're chasing the Cardinals.
Now we're chasing the Cardinals. Pittsburgh is 2.5 back. We're 1 back.
Wow. Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
It's amazing.
I think Pittsburgh and St. Louis are playing each other coming up. So that's kind of no help.
Well, then,
right?
But you want the team... Obviously, you
then
want
you
Pittsburgh
gotta...
to win. You want Pittsburgh to win in that.
Yeah, but,
you guys
but Pittsburgh
win.
Is
yeah,
also...
I know, but they're behind us now. So you would want to... And you'd have to keep winning. And we go and play the Reds after this.
Everybody's beating up on the Reds.
Everybody's beating up on the Reds right now. But thank you to the Reds last week for beating up on the Cardinals for us.
Yep.
Much appreciated. The Mets are game out.
One game out.
So
I mean,
I
so are you freaking out yet?
Well, here's the thing.
The tickets are still $4. Yeah.
I want to keep rooting against them because, as you pointed out, the more I do it, the better they play.
Yeah, root against them. Hate them.
But they still get injured, though.
Well, yeah, that's – but every – listen, like I said, you told me DeGrom's inflamed. Okay, everyone is inflamed at this point.
Yes. Not elbows. When you had a pitching elbow.
Of course they are. Of course they
wasn't
are.
Wasn't Zach Wheeler? Wasn't his elbow?
Zach Wheeler
and he
is
hasn't been
never
for 2 years.
Ever coming.
They shut him
back
down officially.
Is
this week,
never
so.
Ever.
What did you say?
They shut him down officially this year.
Well, I mean, you knew he wasn't going to come back.
No,
there's
sure,
1 month
but,
left.
Yeah.
But now they're saying Duda can come back.
Well, there's hope.
There's hope. They're saying the end of September. That's the hope.
But this is a bad time to come back.
But.
Because, like, let's say we do make it to the wild card, and he's only got a month under him from a bad back. Like, he has to wait till the next year, right?
No.
Even if he is healthy.
I would put him on the bench.
Sure.
Or can he be on the bench? Because isn't it active rosters? He has to be
September
on the 40-man.
By September. He's on the 40-man.
But he hasn't played enough to be able
You're
to play in the playoffs.
You're saying he's not going to be ready.
He won't be ready, and I don't even think he can even play in the playoffs. Even
because he's on the active roster by September 1st. I don't know.
I don't know how the playoff roster... Because you have to trim the playoff roster.
Right.
It's not, it's,
but you
that,
have to be
yeah,
on...
from 40 back to 25 or whatever, right?
You have to be on the active roster by September 1st to be eligible for the postseason. I think if you were hurt, you can be eligible if you come back in time, I think. I could be wrong.
So then Conforto is probably going to see the postseason this year.
Yeah.
You probably have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ruggiano is done for the year, right?
Probably. He's a Met. I mean, so look, you're downplaying Jacob DeGrom's arm.
I am.
I'm not, because inflammation in an elbow for a pitcher is like, Santa Claus having a boil on his ass. How's he going to fly around in that sled and deliver those gifts?
What a horrible analogy.
Even more here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, Radio Free Brooklyn.
You got a quarter. You got a dollar.
Yeah, pledge to hear the worst analogies you've ever heard in your entire life.
With me to my right?
Oh, yeah, only on radiofreebrooklyn.com.org.net.gov.
We're everywhere.
What I like now is this kid Gelsman.
Gisellman.
Whatever.
There's no S
I'm
by
calling
the M.
him Gelsman. I'm
sure
him.
He appreciates
it. I don't care. I don't know him. Anyhow.
He's got to make him more Jewish.
Yeah. He's Gelsman. That's what he
he's
is.
He's Gelsman. He does your taxes. Yeah. And he's your lawyer.
All these stereotypes and more at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This kid's got stuff. He's got good stuff. He walks a few people. Three, I think it was. It was three.
Yeah.
I guess three is a few, right?
Three is a few, but I mean, Noah walked four the other night.
Montero, I think, walked six.
Still got that win, though.
Yeah, he did.
Still got that win. I like him out of the bullpen. He's got to come out of the bullpen.
Yeah. He might be starting because Jacob DeGrom, if he doesn't come back.
I think
what's Matt's situation like?
I don't know.
I don't think he's coming back.
They're not talking much about it.
You can't. I mean, you can't make the playoffs with all of your pitchers gone.
Yes, you can.
You can make the playoffs.
And we're going to. So there.
And if the Mets make the playoffs, they can win the one game because of Syndergaard. After that.
It's going to be a little harder.
It kind of goes to shit.
It's going
to
be a little harder. But I pray that if that one game playoff, right afterwards we see the Cubs. I pray to see the Cubs. I won because we're still in their head.
Yeah,
we're still in their head. And let me tell you, Mike Montgomery, come on, get out of here with that bullshit. And Kyle Hendricks becomes the Kyle Hendricks of old when he sees us.
Yeah, he's okay. Kyle Hendricks, and unreal.
And Jake Arrieta becomes Baltimore Jake Arrieta when he sees us. All right, we got that team's number.
Well, listen, what's fueling the Mets right now is really, aside from great pitching from these rookies, is the resurgence of Curtis Granderson.
That's true.
Curtis Granderson coming alive. Is that Curtis?
That was a great double, like, home run the other night.
Oh,
off the bench.
Yeah. Those were
two home runs off the bench.
Beautiful.
Are you getting correspondence from
No, it's about Matt Busby's family. Busby Babes, Manchester United. Those two home runs, that first one was a fucking bomb, man. Holy shit.
Yeah,
we were at the game
the
other night where they won 7-2. Was it 7-2?
Yeah, I think so.
7-4. 7-4 because Henderson came in and fucked a few things
Jim
up. But that's all right. Jim Henderson's shoulder's not the same. He's done. You can't include him on the playoff
Everybody
roster.
Thought he was done this year. Nobody signed him. We took a
Well, I mean, the first 3 months of the season, he looked great.
Yeah, he did.
He looked great.
He did.
But, I'm looking at him, and you can see he doesn't have it, and his confidence is really, really shaken. But right now, I think you got the best 1-2 combination in the bullpen in baseball. Addison Reed is a strong man.
Yeah, no, that's...
And Jairus Familia, did you see last night? Unhittable. Unhittable.
Yeah. We have to keep this going, get the offense going, so that we can give Jairus a chance to save.
And, Linda, over the last 10 games, what's their record, and how many runs have we been scoring over the last 10 games? What do you got?
As she's looking at that, Matt's is going to attempt to throw. It says Monday, so tomorrow.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because I see them throwing these virtual rehab games. What does that do? What does that do for you?
What is a virtual rehab game?
Like the simulated start.
Oh.
No, it's not a virtual reality start. It's they go on the mound, like, before the game starts, and they throw what would be considered two innings or three innings
but
or something
like
that.
But only to, like, one or two hitters.
Right.
So it's the same guys hitting over and over again.
Right. So,
but who were the guys? See, I would like to know the two men that he's facing.
Well, let's if we talk
if
about
if it's Ty Kelly and Alejandro de Aza,
but it's not
don't
about,
come back.
No, but it's not about seeing if he can if someone can hit off him. It's more of like there's a batter there and you have to feel the controlling of the pitches. Like that's because it's kind of easy to do if there's nobody standing there, right?
Sure.
And obviously you got to get the feeling back, and that's what they do. So it's not a virtual reality. He doesn't put on a helmet.
He puts on a helmet.
But you're talking about who's throwing to who. Tim Tebow was hitting off David Aardsma.
The one David Aardsma.
We'll table Tebow to later because that's a great story.
So now with the Mets, you got the last game against the Nationals today, which you must win. Terry, if you're listening, please do not give anybody a blow, as you like to call it. Don't rest anybody. Please, Terry, don't give guys blows. We don't need that. Because the other
maybe,
night.
Maybe he does.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. The other night, when you rest Oswald Cabrera and Yonis Cespedes, when you're in the middle, when you're in the middle of a run that you're making, that game, you'd be the second wild card now.
I mean, Oswald Cabrera is out of his mind right now.
Thank you.
All credit to Sandy Alderson.
Signing and the blonde hair. Offseason by the Mets. Yep. The best.
It's not even realistic. Like, he comes up to pinch hit the other night on Fernando Rodney.
What a bomb.
First or second pitch.
What a bomb.
And into the deck. What the hell? How is that realistic?
Who cares?
He can't even run.
It's virtual reality baseball. Exactly.
You see him trying to hobble around the bases, too. Wait. And then Tim Teufel. Oh, my God. This he's a huge piece of human filth.
He is. Huge human filth.
He is awful. So
that's the first thing you got to look at.
He's sending Cabrera to score on this play where he was maybe going to be out, right? I thought he was going to be out. He's got no legs to go underneath him. Why are you sending him?
Yeah,
he is awful.
I mean, the look on the faces of the crowd when we were there when he did that, it's like we all collectively got hit with dildos. Like, nobody knew where we were. Like, this was like fantasy camp baseball. Dave Magadan's fantasy camp baseball. Like, what are you doing? I mean, you played in the World Series. Yeah. You were a fairly good player.
He's a scrappy good player.
Okay. Yeah. Go away, because you cannot be my third base coach anymore. I know you want to have balls and you want to send everybody, but you have to know a man's limitations, especially coming off like a sprained knee.
Yeah.
You want to sprain his knee some more.
It's different if like his arm, you know, but if he's using those legs to churn.
You got a broken pinky, you send the guy.
Yeah.
You got anything below your dick, you don't send people.
I mean, you know, hips, probably wouldn't want to do it either.
I mean, it depends on how big his dick is.
I honestly, you know, I think Tim Tuffle's in a slump. Like, I never even thought about this.
But this is what I'm saying.
It's in his head now. You can see he doesn't know what to do anymore. And that's not good.
You know who I'd bring over here as a third base coach? Lenny Harris.
From the Marlins, right? He's on the Marlins team.
Yeah. Not a bad third base coach. I mean, he knows how fast his guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear. He understands. And speaking of the Miami Marlins, Christian Yelich is a monster person.
Yeah, I never thought he was going to be
great. I told you.
Yeah.
He's fucking great.
He's great.
That kid's swing is like smooth silk.
He's great.
It's
really
like
good.
Everything he does, from the hips up to his chest, the man hits baseballs well.
You really know the male anatomy.
I do. Thank you.
You have ownership of that.
I studied under the finest guy in an alleyway.
Yeah. Speaking of people that belong in alleyways, Jay Bruce.
Come on.
I mean.
Listen.
I would still make the trade. Knowing what I'm getting today, I would still make the trade.
Yeah, but now,
because he's going to be good for a long time.
Well, maybe, but the thing is, now that Neil Walker is pretty much done for the year, now, maybe Dilson Herrera could have been our second baseman.
It's true,
right
but,
now. Yeah.
I mean, who are we trotting out there now?
What?
198.
Who?
Jay Bruce.
Since he came over? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Better.
Hit
but,
better?
But here's the thing. People keep saying, oh, Neil Walker's down. Huge loss. Irreplaceable, yes. You got Wilmer Flores tearing the cover off the ball.
Not the last four
Jose
games.
Jose Reyes. You and Wilmer Flores.
I hate Wilmer Flores.
You don't.
I do.
You don't. You
I
go
do.
Back and forth.
I don't like him.
Okay.
I like him when he hits for my team.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But I want the man. I still want the man traded.
I only play Lotto when I win.
I never win, so I don't play Lotto. No, I still want the guy traded. I think in the offseason, you can get a lot for him. And that's what I'm saying. His upside is so great right now. Supposedly, I mean, they offered people at the deadline, and nobody was biting. They didn't want to include him in the Lucroy trade.
But here's the thing: you keep saying, "Oh, if someone said it, you'd be the wild card." If Wilmer Flores isn't on this team, you're not near the wild card.
No, I understand that.
Guy's got like 15 home runs.
I understand that.
Part time.
I understand.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. What in the words of Joe? What's this guy got to do? What's this guy got to do?
He's got to not be a defensive liability.
Oh, well,
he's a defensive liability. Guy's got 11 errors this year.
So
man.
Was Daniel Murphy?
Well, yeah. Murphy, did I want Murphy back?
No.
No, you didn't.
Okay. And I still don't want
and
Murphy back.
And I'll go on the record, my once a week, if we would have signed Daniel Murphy, we would be the wild card team, if not in the lead of the division.
Okay. If we had all our pitchers healthy,
right,
we'd be in the division lead too.
And lest we forget, Jose Reyes has been a friggin' revelation.
Okay, I'm wrong about
guy's
that.
Hitting that 300.
One I'm wrong. 346.
Who that saw one, that coming though? I thought he was gonna be serviceable.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was gonna be prime.
I thought he was gonna stink. I mean, I really thought.
It's reasonable, right? Because he's stunk for the last 3 years.
Well, he was also 70 games removed from baseball.
Right.
And he hadn't practiced, hadn't done anything.
Yeah, it's a reasonable assumption.
But when. I think Jose Reyes has the mentality of a pit bull. Like, when you're backed into a corner, you know, he's going to strike. The guy's going to strike.
Is that what his wife said?
Well, all this and more. Stereotypes, wife beating, whatever you like on Radio Free Brooklyn.
And Joe
.com.
Has a new shirt today.
I have a new shirt, new
nice
pants.
Long sleeve?
Long sleeve today. Doing a little long sleeve action. Are you
the West Nile or something you're fearful of?
No.
Gearing up for fall. He's a fall man.
I'm a fall man. Yeah. I like the fall. I like the summer, too.
This is the last Sunday without regular football. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. But you know what I'm even more excited about? Is Radio Free Brooklyn's party on September 10th, 2016. We will be there. Please join us, a fundraiser rock concert. Some of Brooklyn's best band, Dead Leaf Echo is a great band, Falling Birds, Drew Cutler and the Heart and Hand Band, Amos Rose at the Unit J Loft, 338 Moffitt Street, $8 in advance, $10 at the door. So if you want the two extra dollars to maybe get on the subway with a girl you pick up or a guy you pick up and you're going to go have sex with, come on, pay the $8, man.
If you would like to meet Joe.
Yeah, you can meet me. I'll be signing autographs in blood, in your blood.
If anybody's got $8 to let Joe get into the party, that'd be great.
Listen, I'm not going.
Radio Free Brooklyn.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. So now let's switch gears a little bit, and let's go to Derrick Rose.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, those documents,
Pete, the lawyer, if you're not in jail or not on drugs or an actual lawyer and not just a person, call us. 718-928-9732.
We don't actually know if Pete's a lawyer, right? We've created this
character. Created Pete.
Well, for those, Pete is a real character.
Yeah, he called us 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and told us that we should stop calling
Literally
Derrick Rose.
Literally at like minute 59 and 48 seconds.
Yeah, he told us we should stop calling Derrick Rose a rapist until he's proven to be a rapist. And I want to know why he thinks. I just want to know why.
I mean, I did some reading, and I don't think he'll be convicted at all.
Tell us why, Dershowitz.
Well, first off, it's a civil case, so he wouldn't go to jail. This is basically for money at this point. She didn't press charges on the criminal aspect. So, the way she put it is that they met in 2011, October. He's obviously in Chicago. She's in L.A. And that they started seeing each other. But they're basically, she said that like they saw each other like six times in 2011, seven times in 2012. Like basically she thinks that they're an item, but they meet like so, like pretty rarely for like an item. But like anyway, so she paints him as this guy that's like always wanting to have sex with strippers with her and couples. And like he's very, like he's, but he's, she paints him as like a sad type of thing. Cause it's like she says no. Like a lot of the times, and
what the fuck she doing with him?
Basically, she said that she was traumatized. She had an abortion that had to save her life, and she had like scars down there. So she's painting herself as a prude, pretty much.
But she didn't always say no.
Right.
She had the abortion.
Well, I mean, in
was
terms
it his kid?
No, no, no. It was somebody else. Okay. So it was.
Has he? He slept with this woman.
He slept with her. They, like I said, it was like six times, eight times in 2012, like seven times in 2000. Like so, pretty infrequent. So like she says that they were an item because he has a home there in Los Angeles, and that he like.
So why didn't he just settle out of court?
Because she won't do it. Because he tried to do like a summary judgment, like have the judge sort of just make a quick thing, but they said no because of the situation. Like she's saying that it wasn't consensual, and he's saying it was.
How much is she suing for?
There's that's not available right now. But basically, Rose said that if I drugged her or somebody drugged her, she wouldn't have texted me. Like after she had left, like it was stated in the text message that she left. She wanted him to come back with her to her house. He said, "No, I'm gonna get a driver to pick you up." And then she's like, "I want you here. I want you here. Come on." And like she's like texting her like, "Oh, I'm so this and you know I
horny.
Yeah,
say horny.
Yeah, horny. You know, pussy's wet and all that. Blah blah." But so they come over.
It's funny. If you're looking at what I'm looking at right now and hear those words, how could your dick not be on?
For those of you who don't know, Steve is wearing a full suit right now. Yeah. He's got a briefcase to his left, and he's reading all these legal documents.
And he's got free D Rose shaved into his head.
So basically, she didn't take any tests or anything like afterwards. She didn't report it until two or 3 years later. Like, because this happened in 2013. So
she was drugged for 3 years?
Wow.
No, I know. I'm saying there's no way that they can't.
So she's looking for money, right?
She's looking for money. She's saying, because she got fired from her job because of the stress because of it, post-traumatic and all that. And so damages and all this. So
it's a very fine line to walk
but it's
both
it's really
ends.
Sick that, like, because he says it was consensual. There was him and two other guys, like one after another. Mm. And she's saying that, like, she missed work the next day, but her roommate said she didn't. So it's basically, I think there's a cloud there, and I don't think he'll get, he won't have to pay. I think he'll be there for a while.
I think he'll just settle out of court.
Eventually.
So the tactic here seems to be, don't settle out of court early, drive up the case, drive up the profile, make it really hot. And then get a higher price. Is that
probably? But she's going after all three of them and the her ex roommate who leaked her information to like ballers, like app like .com, like, you know, people that like they're trying to look for like superstars like on the app. They're like, oh, so and so is at this club over here, and like the gold diggers will like go follow him. So basically, like,
nobody's ever followed me.
No.
Never at the club.
You gotta get better at your shot, man.
Oh man, my shot's butter, baby.
It's more like you gotta get paid for it.
So I mean, he admitted that he did it, but it's
he
just,
admitted that he had sex with
the
right.
Consensuality is what's actually being
questioned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, questioned. I mean, also he's like, she was pouring the tequila that night. She didn't have much. He's saying, and like, she
didn't take much tequila,
right?
To do anything.
So
that's like, yo, dude, you gotta be fucking careful.
Yeah, man.
It's just.
I mean, but you're not an item if you're meeting them 5, 6, 7 times a year, right?
I mean, it really depends.
Is he married? He's not married, right?
No, she found out that he had a girlfriend in Chicago. You know, so like.
That doesn't mean anything. No,
no.
People that have extramarital or just extra things going on.
Right.
Affairs are not illegal.
No,
right.
They're not.
They're morally corrupt, but not.
It's all about her perception over the situation.
Correct.
But she knows who he is. That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so let's get to the real important question here. Is he going to miss any basketball?
I don't think he will.
Okay, fantastic.
So
thank you. Case closed. I mean, if the man misses 1 minute of basketball, I'm going to be upset with him.
Well, like I said, it's not a criminal thing.
I know, but if they have to drag him to court, like, opening night, I would be upset.
No, that never happens.
He probably has to do some sort of testimony for, like, maybe the initial thing.
Maybe
like,
tape his testimony.
No, he has to be there. Like, they said,
can you tape it?
They said that he has to be there.
Bill.
But after a certain length.
It's on schedule, though.
After a certain period, his lawyers can just handle it. And, like, you know, they can appear for him. So, basically, I think he has to go the fourth. That's that preseason game. Mm. He's probably going to miss that preseason game.
I don't
like,
care
whatever.
About preseason basketball.
But I think he won't miss a minute.
If you or somebody you know needs free legal counsel,
yeah.
Please contact Steve.
That was pretty impressive. I mean,
I was very bored at work.
Like, no, I understand that. I was pretty impressive. I got to give
this
you some credit
on
that.
You did the digging.
Yes.
You did the research, and people say we don't prepare for this.
I know. I came prepared.
Yeah. So let's... Let's jump to another hot button topic, which is our fantasy teams.
Very good.
Everybody loves to hear, right?
Well, yeah, we all
want
to compare.
It's always exciting for like somebody, and then like when you tell it to somebody else, it's like
if you want to call in and tell us your fantasy team, we'll give you a grade. 718-928-9732. Or if you want to have a train run on you by Derek Rose and his good time buddies, give us a call.
If you want legal counseling,
if you want legal counseling from the wily white supremacist, Steve McGrath, give him a call. So we're going to start with our quarterbacks. I guess we'll just go one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I think we both got Russell Wilson. In my league, it's Russell Wilson.
We'll go our league here. We'll go our league.
Yeah, just to clarify, we're all not in the same league. Jay and Steve are in the same league because nobody understands my I only do one team. So
and
focus.
By the way, I haven't spoken to my dad since last week because we were frustrated with the drafting process. But I just want to let you know, Dad, that you have the best team in the league. So there you
go. He drafted his father's team.
I had to. Because he couldn't figure it out. My mom couldn't figure it out.
Figure out what? It's buttons.
I That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, there's a lot of buttons on there.
And my mom was probably yelling at me.
Let's
right
go. You want to go position by position?
Yeah, your quarterbacks.
Yeah, I got Russell Wilson.
I went Aaron Rodgers. I had to. I couldn't do it. Couldn't change.
Cam.
So for me, it came down to Cam and Aaron Rodgers. And they were both there. And I had Cam Newton queued up. And I selected
Cam
Aaron Rodgers.
Cam Newton fell to the third round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You grabbed that. Yeah, absolutely.
Your running backs, s'il vous plaît.
Mine are very not good. But I did have Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. With a mixture of Jamal Charles and Matt Forte.
That is not good.
And Jeremy Hill from the Bengals.
I do not like, I was telling you this, the Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's injured. He's probably not going to play the first week.
Not
but,
this year.
All right. Devonta Freeman, rolling the dice again mm-hmm. with him. Mark Ingram. And Arian Foster. Who nobody in the world seems to like,
no,
but me
horrible.
On the bench. We'll see.
All right.
What do you got?
Todd Gurley.
Love mm-hmm. Todd Gurley.
Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
Jeremy Langford.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
Did Latavius Murray go late in your draft?
I think I took him in the eighth or ninth round.
Okay.
Wide receivers.
Dez Bryant, Amari Cooper, Sammy Watkins. I also have Jarvis Landry on the bench, T.Y. Hilton as well.
Stacked. Go ahead.
Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, Alshon Jeffrey, who nobody likes but me.
Depends on how he bounces back.
And here's my bench. John Brown, Michael Floyd.
I like that. Jordy Nelson.
Got him, yeah.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
My bench, Josh Gordon. Hopefully that works yep. out. And Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah,
and Sterling Shepard
yep.
of the Giants.
Giants yeah.
Oh, our back. We can do the backup quarterbacks because we've been doing backups for everyone else. But my backup is Tom Brady.
Mm.
Big Ben.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, get your backup.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's good times.
How did that work out?
It just worked out.
It's very nice.
I went quarterback back to back.
Mm.
I don't play around. Your kicker,
Justin Tucker.
Always.
I went Daddy Nick.
Both Nick.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Really.
Your defense.
Jets.
Broncos.
And your tight ends.
Jordan Reed.
My number one pick in the draft. Slot number five, I was.
And then
Rob Gronkowski.
Very
you
good.
Were four or something. Yeah,
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham.
Oh, yeah.
I had Jimmy Graham last year, and I could have put his head through a glass window.
Don't blame him. You blame Pete Carroll.
Sure.
That's the system.
But why did you take him this year?
I think without Marshawn Lynch,
because
they have Thomas Rawls back there, who's good.
Good. He's
but
good.
He's not great.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? I think there's going to be a lot more tight end play, and I think it's going to be Jimmy Graham and Doug Baldwin. I'm going to sit Jimmy Graham the first week or two.
See what they got.
See what they do.
Yep.
If I think it could happen, then I'll go with Jimmy Graham.
What round did you get him in?
Oh,
nobody
late.
Wants him. 12th, nobody wants
11th,
him.
12th.
Yeah, he was available late in our draft, too.
I mean, he would have been a top five pick like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And I was waiting for somebody to take him. I'm like, wow, this is going all the way. I could have taken him with my last pick. Mm-hmm. But I took him with the second or third to last pick. Just I didn't want to wait just in case somebody had the same sleeper idea that I did.
I also have a Mariota on the bench, too, as a backup option. So
I think he's gonna have a better year.
Trade bait, I think.
See?
That I need.
I normally do my quarterbacks back-to-back, and I wasn't going to do it this year because I was just going to wait and take Jameis Winston at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But to have Andrew Luck as a trade piece, that's very important. And just in case, because I do have some injury-prone guys.
Right.
Latavius Murray is probably going to get injured.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's also overrated, too. He's a little bit. I think he came
we'll
on
see.
Strong, like, a year or two ago, but then now he's just sort of leveled off. And
I think my Jeremy Langford pick's going to work out, because I think he's the goods.
Right.
That kid's the goods. And I think if Latavius Murray doesn't produce, I could put him in my slot spot, or I could just bench him, have him there, see what happens. Mm. But
what I didn't give you was, I left that one on the wide receivers. I took Eric Decker.
Mm.
Yeah. And then my backup tight end.
I took Decker, too.
My backup tight end, who I'm very excited for, is Kobe Fleener. So, your backup tight end. How often is he going to play with fucking Gronkowski?
I don't draft backup tight ends, because I feel like I could just grab one.
Well,
because
no,
they don't,
sure.
they don't produce.
Yeah, I also have Eric Decker.
But I'm sometimes.
He's like my slot
you,
guy.
draft to trade.
Right.
Right? So somebody's going to need a tight end.
But I don't think it's going to be Fleener, man.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, he's projected to have a great year.
I know, but...
That's because there are not a lot of great tight ends.
No, I think this is one of the worst years ever for tight ends. I think...
If you don't have Gronkowski or Barnage or...
Or Reed or Kelsey.
And Olsen. Those are the five.
But Greg Olsen was the pick before... I always go Greg Olsen. That's my guy. He's the pick before me, so I couldn't...
My other league, I got Russell Wilson, and my backup quarterback is Tom Brady.
That's good.
So I will be doing some trading on Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, his bye week is the fifth week, which is the week Tom Brady can come back.
God, it's almost like I planned that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we talked about that before the draft.
I don't plan weeks. I worry in the middle of the season.
Well, no, I got fucked in me and Steve's draft. Yeah. Week 9 and 11, nobody's playing. Everybody's on the
I start to panic. Yep. So speaking of panicking, the cuts happened this week.
Yep.
Down to 53.
Yep.
The Jets parted ways with D. Milliner, finally, and Jason Morrow, which I was...
I was surprised.
I was too. I thought they were going to give him another year, because I know you're not big on they're not big on tight ends. This regime is not going to run the set that you want, and you said Anunoa is going to probably play that position as a slot.
Yeah, because it's an inline slot receiver. Their tight end position that they run, the scheme that they run, is a blocking tight end. Even though Kellen Davis is kind of not great at blocking.
He sucks everything.
They're like, oh, he's a blocking tight end, but he's not good. So, like, I don't know what's going to go on but Anunoa is going to take that position.
See, that's also something I don't understand. Okay, Kellen Davis is 32 or 31, right?
Yeah.
He's that old. Amara's 24. I get it. He had the bad injury last year. Sidelined him for the whole season.
He doesn't play... In game times, he just disappears. And if you
he's also got the dropsies.
But yeah, but if you don't play a position in that scheme and you don't produce, like, you're just dead weight.
Yeah,
you're just taking up a roster spot. And you know what? That probably opened up for our young wide receivers.
Yeah,
because we brought in Robbie Anderson. That he made the team probably because of it. Sherrone Peake, our seventh round pick.
Sherrone Peake and
Jalen Marshall, who all have shown a lot
of. Was he fourth round?
He was undrafted. From Ohio State. So I think that might have had to do something to do with it, because why not keep a wide receiver that you know is producing, as opposed to a tight end who you had a high draft pick in it, but he didn't draft him, and it was 2 years ago, so, you know, what the hell with him?
Who else got cut? I only read those two, because I was shocked.
Well, those were the two big ones. Everyone else is sort of, Tommy Bohannon got cut.
Tommy Bohannon.
Yeah. Yeah, now that for some reason Julian Houseware is...
Julian Houseware?
Yeah, Houseware or whatever.
Oh, man. I hope his name is Houseware. That's where I'll find him working pretty soon in the Houseware department.
Out of the Giants camp...
Andre Williams.
Andre Williams.
Yep.
I wasn't surprised.
Well,
that's
nobody
surprising.
Wanted Andre Williams.
Well,
that's because
he carries like 1.7 yards per carry.
And he fumbles quite a bit.
Even out of the draft, nobody really wanted him out of the draft, and the Giants were happy to have him.
Lynn,
so.
Who else did the Giants cut?
There were no surprises. Yeah. Yeah. So, Matt Lacoste, Nikita Whitlock, Miles White, Devon Cole. There's nobody.
Of note?
No, nobody of note, no.
Did you see that the Ravens signed Paul Kruger after the Browns cut him?
I did not.
Linebacker?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
See, I would have taken. I know our defense is pretty stacked, but just as a third down guy, a rest guy, Paul Kruger would have been. Great option.
Yeah, because I don't know what our linebackers have.
Yeah, I don't either.
Maybe Maldon might be good. Maybe Jenkins might be good, but Jenkins is hurt and he's recovering.
I think Maldon's going to be good. I think he's a guy, last year, I think he had to get used to the speed of the game.
I mean, he still had three sacks or something. So, I mean, I don't know. He hasn't really done anything too much in training camp or preseason.
Our secondary worries me a little bit.
See, I think that Justin Burris kid that we drafted at a fourth round, I think he's going to be really good.
Okay.
I think he's going to be like one of those guys that you draft in the fourth round, you have absolutely no expectation, and he'll be our... I think he might be our number two cornerback later on in the season.
But what worries me more so than not is, and I brought this up a couple weeks ago, Darrelle Revis talking about playing safety. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that, brother. You know, you're making $15 million.
Yep.
You don't play safety. You play cornerback. If you don't have it anymore... Tip your hat, walk away.
Well, that's what he's saying. If he feels that he can't do it at a high level, then, you know, he'll do whatever it is to help the team,
but
right?
Don't bring it up. That's the thing.
But somebody brought it up to him. He's not going to, guys, I have something to say.
But look at Brick, right? Brick just left.
Yeah.
Brick just decided, hey, I don't have it anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I only missed one snap in my entire career.
And that was on purpose.
Yeah.
Like they like they
the
took
formation,
him out.
Yeah, yeah. It was a formational snap. Like I said, I like the Jets, man. I like it this year. I like it a little more than I did last year. I like our running game this year.
Last year
I said 2-14.
I yep.
I was the first guy.
And I told you to be more optimistic.
Yeah, okay. And you were right. But this year, I think the Patriots, I don't think they're as good as build. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Their offensive line, suspect. Their running back, non-existent. And now to
they've
have,
never needed a running back.
Well, the first four games they will. I mean, with Garoppolo playing, they're going to need to take pressure off
when you have a Gronk
on
your team.
Yeah.
When you have a Gronk on, you just throw it in his direction.
Come
he's going to eat.
It can't just be that because you're going to have three guys on Gronk.
I mean, you also got Edelman, who's a shifty wide receiver.
Amendola's trash.
He is trash. He's never been great.
It's Edelman and Gronk. Martellus Bennett, I don't think he's going to have. He didn't even get drafted in my league.
Yeah. No, he didn't get drafted
in my
league.
He didn't get drafted in my
league. See, that's why. Is it like, let's say Jordan Reed has a bye week. I can go get Martellus Bennett if I wanted to, and then that's it. So
yeah, but I'm saying Martellus Bennett just last year would have been drafted in the fourth or fifth.
That's because he was a starter.
I understand that.
Now he's not.
But the Patriots have always, even when Aaron Hernandez was there, they run a two tight end set.
That's why they went out and got him.
Right, exactly. So he's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that nobody sees that, I believe that the pressure is now squarely on Bill Belichick, and I think he knows it. It's real pressure now.
I don't think so. Why do you think that?
Because you're going into a year, you haven't been in the Super Bowl now, what is it, 3 years?
No, he went last year.
He didn't.
It was, Seattle Seahawks. They won, it was like 2015.
2 years ago.
Denver.
It was 2015 that they, that
okay,
they won.
Okay, 2 years.
2 years ago.
2 years.
2 years ago.
Okay, so you didn't go last year. Now, Brady's.
It's weird because like last year is technically January.
Right. Brady's coming to his winter. I don't care what anybody says. There's going to be a drop-off.
I know.
There's going to be a drop-off.
It's not going to be this year.
I think it is. Well, I think it's going to be
this
year.
This man is going to come back. He's going to play possessed when he comes back.
But you don't think people are waiting?
But his game is not predicated on mobility or athleticism.
Well, he can do
his
it game for a longer time.
He can go.
But wait a minute.
Be a Brett Favre. He can go until he's 40, 41.
Sure.
I think he's going to kill us for a long time.
But Brett Favre was still a mobile quarterback. He can move.
Well, not really.
Yes, he could.
I mean,
and he would also get really hit.
And he'd get really, Brady.
Does not.
Brady's a lady. Not to say ladies don't get hit, as in Jose Reyes' wife's
case.
That
was coming.
Boom, took that to a place.
Another domestic violence joke.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Have you got a penny or a quarter
at
all?
No, but
or
really.
Peso.
But really, Brady and Peyton Manning were the two guys that would just slide away from hits and turn into ooze.
Well, yeah,
you know?
Well, Peyton Manning, he was very productive up until 2 years ago, right? And then he had a significant drop off. So I get what you're saying.
He's working with one side of his neck. You know?
No, but even when he did, he had 2 to 3 great years with the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Great. Like 50 touchdowns, some shit.
No, I
like
know.
That.
No, yeah.
Like,
no.
After
I took
the
him
neck,
this first year as
after
a Bronco.
After the neck injury. And then all of a sudden, it's just that's it.
Was CJ Anderson a top 10 pick in your league?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was.
I saw him go early in one of my leagues, but not top 10.
I don't like CJ Anderson.
I don't think he's a top 10 guy.
No,
he's
no,
a
no,
second
no.
or third round guy.
Yeah, because yeah, of the running back situation.
I don't think he's a top. And another running back that maybe because I'm in a Miami-based league with Ruben and a couple other guys, Jay Ajayi went with in the fourth round.
No. I mean, he may start.
He's going to start.
Because
he's
Arian
start.
Foster's
Arian
probably.
Arian Foster's finished. Sorry.
Hey, don't worry. He's on my
sorry.
Bench. Yeah. Don't worry. When this guy lights it up again.
That's where he's going to be, too.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? He's going to turn on the light in his house? What's he going to do?
No. Arian Foster Hardware.
What about Duke Johnson?
What's the guy's name?
You should have looked at Duke Johnson.
Well,
I mean,
I'm sure he's still out there.
No, he's out there. Yeah. But
you ever have drafter's remorse where, like, you'll draft a team and then, like, a week later you'll go, you know, I'm not really feeling too good about that pick. And you go out there and just make a change.
The last two rounds, I'm always confused.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because you've got your
starters. I've got my kicker. I've got my defense already. I took Justin Tucker early enough where people went, are you fucking kidding?
Nah, I got Justin Tucker like the 14th
round. So in our draft, a guy's first pick, and I won't say who it was because you know we don't want his family getting killed.
Yeah.
He takes Matt Ryan with the third, like the third pick in the draft.
Jason Healy?
No. It's, and then he took a kicker, I think, with like his third pick.
He took the kicker like in the fifth round or something like that. Still too high, but
But there was a very entertaining some of these picks coming out of that draft.
So last weekend when we helped my mother move, we went to the Ridgewood Ale House, right? Yeah. And they were doing a live draft there. These guys.
That's cool.
This one Giants fan,
it was bad.
Bro, how you take Andre Williams?
He took Andre Williams?
How you take Andre Williams?
Like, you draft him?
I mean, these are fools. Giants defense, Josh Brown. I mean, you're a fool. You're a fool.
I mean, I understand if you
I'm a Jets fan. I'm a Jets fan.
Josh Brown is a good kicker.
Right.
So you're not a fool for taking him. You're a fool because you don't know if he's going to be out or if he's going to play.
Well, I'm a Jets fan. There's one Jet on my team.
Right.
I know better than to be a homer when it comes to fantasy stuff, except with the Mets. I took a plethora of Mets this year. But I just thought they were going to be great,
I get it. I mean, but if you know if you're picking the Jets defense, you know they're good. No matter how much of a homer you are, you know they're good.
See, the projected stat, and I don't like to go by projected stats.
Yeah, because that can really fuck you.
And it really did.
Because people took Jets, Lacy last year, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And woo.
Yeah. I was one of them. Bad.
I was not. I let Ruben ruin his team with that. But with the Jets, they only projected them to have like 80 points.
I think they're
going to
have some.
Did you go through NFL or did you do Yahoo?
We did Yahoo.
Okay. We went through NFL. It was like 85 points. But they had 120 last year.
It's crazy how, like, because I looked at a bunch of different sources before drafting. Mm. They're all over the place.
I know.
Like, if you go to one site, they have this person.
Yeah, because it's
subjective. No, I know. I get it. But I'm saying it's dangerous. If you look at one site and you see Eddie Lacy was still up there in a lot of sites, like, as a great running back.
I mean, it's funny, too, that the Seahawks.
I mean, you could have a great year. I mean, that's the thing. What you need to do is take all that into account. Do the eye test from the year before and just sort of figure it out from there.
If you're going to roll the dice on like an Eddie Lacy, then you can't afford to miss somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So
your first round has to be a cannot miss.
That's why. That's why I afforded myself Latavius Murray because Cam Newton and Andrew Luck. I know I'm not going to. One of those is going to work perfectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Latavius Murray might be a problem for me. Mm-hmm. So I could just trade an Andrew Luck for a running back.
I have this feeling, and I'm not trying to put the kibosh on your team.
Go ahead.
I have a feeling Cam Newton's going to get hurt.
That's fine.
And that's why I didn't take him. Because the mobile quarterbacks for fantasy football always make me nervous.
But he's not a typical mobile
quarterback. He can sit in the pocket.
He's 6'5 and like 260.
Yes, but he takes off.
Yeah.
He does take off. And that makes me nervous.
But he's
for
smart
fantasy.
About it. He slides.
He hasn't missed a lot of time.
No.
And that's why.
He got into a car crash. He's like back next week.
Yeah, he's built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
That's why.
Is it brick shit house?
Yes.
Is that the term?
It's not a shit brick house.
Yeah, it's shit.
That'd be very easy to go through.
Right.
What are you doing next Saturday, folks?
Yeah, you're going to have a shit brick house? So.
That's one of the bands.
If I do lose Andrew Luck.
I feel like that would be like a Healy company.
Or a Cam Newton. I'm going to pick up Dak Prescott.
Yeah, nobody drafted him.
No, I know.
I was telling him this yesterday.
Yeah.
He's got Dak Prescott in the friggin' Hall of Fame already.
I'm over-exaggerating. No.
A lot of people are like,
good.
Oh, this guy's great, this guy's great.
He's going to be good.
Come on, he played in the fucking preseason.
He's going to be good. You can see he's got it everywhere.
He's got
the IQ. As a quarterback, I look for two things. Arm strength and IQ as a quarterback.
Right.
And
yeah,
what was that? I missed it. I couldn't. I know it was funny, but I missed it.
Yeah.
Arm strength and IQ, and this kid's got both. He's got both.
We'll see when he's playing.
I don't care
defenses.
About mobility.
Yeah,
mobile quarterbacks.
As long as you're
actually
mobile
hate
enough,
mobile quarterbacks.
As long as you're mobile enough to get out of the pocket when there's trouble. That's all you need. I mean, stay behind the line of scrimmage and throw it. Don't run off. But as long as you can navigate. Where people are coming from. You have to be smart.
And Dallas, over the last half decade or so, has had one of the five best offensive lines in football.
Yeah, I mean, it really hasn't translated. I mean, they got Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, everybody's freaking suspended on that team right now, too.
Yeah.
You know?
But no offensive linemen. It's all defense that's suspended. Did anybody pick Ezekiel Elliott super early?
So, in my draft with Healy, he's got the second or third pick. He takes Ezekiel Elliott. Mm. I called him, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. It's on auto draft. Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yahoo thinks Ezekiel Elliott is a top 3 pick. Jeez. That's insane to me. I would take a flyer on him later in the draft.
You're not going to get him later in the draft.
I know. I'm just saying that
it's the Todd Gurley effect. It's he comes in as a highly touted guy.
Listen. Todd, don't say that now. Todd Gurley's the man.
Yeah,
I don't think Ezekiel Elliott was the man last year. Burst on though?
Like, he could like this? With the offensive line. That's the reason.
Last
why.
Year, I had round one, pick one, and I went Todd Gurley.
Did you see Ezekiel Elliott in the preseason? Yes. I know it's preseason.
He's a monster person.
Yeah.
He just swatted off Cam Chancellor like it was nothing.
He's a big man. So, he's a big man. He's a big man. And there are other big men that are going to be coming from college football next year, like Leonard Fournette, who I think is going to be a bust. I don't believe in it.
Everyone was talking about last year. This is why I don't really like college, because it's like last year's like, oh, he should just save himself and like just, you know, get a high draft pick, you know, for next year, and he should put himself in a cocoon. He shouldn't risk it. And like this week, like a couple days ago when he played, or it was yesterday, LSU, fucking 33 yards.
Yeah.
Against a shit team.
I don't know.
So like
I always tell people that tennis is not a sport. College football is equally not a sport.
No, but it's important because
game is important to see what you have.
It's like the minor league system for football.
No, I understand.
Because this is
that.
Where your stars are coming from.
I know.
You need to understand things.
But I don't.
But that's why we have you.
Right.
You are our
Lee Corso.
If people don't know this, right before the draft.
Oh man.
How many times a day will Steve call you with draft advice?
15.
Yeah. This man is on it.
16.
Yeah. He's on it.
Yeah, he's always on with the draft.
Yep.
But now
I want to make my team better because it's not good.
Yeah, but to be fair,
hey, we're getting better.
But you know beyond the Jets draft.
Yeah,
so you do study the draft.
Yeah, I don't. I look to you for the draft insight. But speaking of draft picks, high picks,
holy fuck, man!
The Minnesota Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater had a horrific knee injury, which I watched the video.
Thank the Lord for those doctors that they saved his leg.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
Did you see the video?
I wish I could unsee it. I didn't see the video.
But basically,
people were vomiting.
It was disgusting.
people were vomiting from his bone.
I thought there wasn't any video.
There was.
They said the top part of his leg and the bottom part of his leg
separated.
Did not attach to his knee.
Yeah.
So
his kneecap went this way and the bottom part of his leg went that way.
I'll probably end up
it. It was hard. And hey, listen, no prayers or anything, but well wishes to Teddy Bridgewater.
Of course, I mean, he's not in our conference, man. He's not in our division.
I hope he gets well.
As long as he's not in our conference and division, we get well.
Hey, listen, when Tom Brady tours ACL, I wished him well.
Yeah, but you're a Brady homer.
So what?
He's such a great guy, though.
Like, yeah.
He does
a lot for Minnesota, and it just sucks that he's probably never going to be the same. And that blows.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends.
I don't know. I'm not going to say he was like. Because
he's
a budding superstar.
He might not play until like week four of next year.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a long time.
And that's why the Bradford trade was a smart move.
Well, I'll tell you why it is and isn't. It is because you needed a quarterback, and to the Vikings, he was the best available, and it works for the Eagles. It works for the Eagles because the Eagles were not going to play him. They did not want him. They don't want him near the organization anymore. But a first and a fourth. That's a lot.
It is a lot. But
that
where
is
else?
A
but,
lot.
But here's the thing: what is that first round pick actually going to turn out to be?
If the Vikings are 2-14,
I know that. Do you think they're really going to go 2-14 though? Come on,
no.
Sam Bradford has never.
This team
stayed
is
healthy.
Going to the playoffs.
This is what they did.
It's pretty good.
They mortgaged next year's first round pick because they stupidly think they can win a Super Bowl this year.
The Vikings?
Yeah, that they're one player away. Their defense is pretty good. Their offense is. Okay.
All right, let me ask you.
I think
their
offense is better.
Let me phrase it in a different way. Where would the Vikings have to finish for you to say, okay, you know what, the Bradford trade was good? Where in the draft order?
But it doesn't matter because that means they, even if they finish 8-8 and they miss a top 20 pick,
okay.
They don't have
that. So
you got
to be inside the top 20, you're saying. So but out of the top 20,
if they make the playoffs,
it would look like a good trade to
you? No, but I mean, even if they make the first round picks, I hate giving them up. Like if I'm somebody and I give up a first round pick, I want a higher first round pick.
I'm gonna play the other side of the coin here. Let's say the Vikings do go 1-15, 2-14.
Sure.
They're not.
Right.
But let's say they do.
Yeah.
It's not conditional.
Right.
So they lose it either way.
No, I understand that. But if the Vikings would have went with Sean Hill, or just pick somebody up like a Nick Foles, pick up a Nick Foles, and you go 1-15 or 2-14.
Foles is on the Chiefs.
Matt Flynn.
Oh, Matt Flynn. Okay. Matt Flynn.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez, whatever.
We got to get to that.
You can draft Deshaun Watson next year.
That's what that is my philosophy.
But that's an if. That's a big if.
You're saying you could have gotten him without having without trading for a quarterback.
I think with Sam Bradford, if and that, this is also a big if he plays all 16 games, big if,
which he's never done.
Okay, big if. Even if he plays 12.
Okay.
Okay. I think they'll be 8-4, 7-5 in those 12, and I think the last few games, the NFC this year is not great. Is not great. You can bounce into the playoffs with 9-7, 10-6. And I think with 9-7, they get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. And I think a lot of people drafted Adrian Peterson way too high.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to replicate. He's 31, 32.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen, he's a freak. He's a beast.
Does,
I understand.
Does Bradford make the Vikings a better team? Yes or no? No.
Okay, so I think it keeps him at the Teddy Bridgewater level, though.
I saw a stat the last 2 years. Okay, Mark Sanchez and Sam Bradford essentially has had the same career.
Okay.
The last 2 years in terms of completion percentage, which was like 64%.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, right? But the quarterback rating of about 80, which is not great.
So does he make them better than if they had Sean Hill? Forget about the draft.
Yeah, but all I want incremental progress for a first round pick.
No,
forget the draft.
Yeah, forget the draft pick for a second. Play
does he make them better?
Yeah.
Yes, but not much.
Okay.
You don't think he makes them much better than Sean Hill?
No.
Oh, Steve, come on.
No,
come
because the best ability, right? Availability. He's gonna get hurt. He is going to get hurt. It is much like Tony Romo is always destined to get hurt. He is going to get hurt.
Yeah,
he
but
is
not a bust. In preseason
you
week three.
You traded a first round pick for a bust. He is a bust. Philly couldn't wait to get the rid of him. They traded 2 first round picks to get
the meme
this quarterback.
You showed me the meme of him running out.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
running out of the driveway there.
Speaking of quarterbacks. One man's trash is another man's trash.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez heading south.
Career's over.
To the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, now he's a third stringer.
Wait, he's on the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, he is. He got released 3 minutes before the deadline because they were trying to trade him.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
He got signed 10 minutes after that.
Yeah. Good,
NFL is investigating the Cowboys for tampering.
With Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, because apparently they got him before he was released.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're looking into that.
Okay, well, Mark is Mark's whatever. It happens. We broke his soul. We broke his spirit. Went to the Eagles, stunk, because the Eagles effectively stink no matter what.
But doesn't Sanchez stink?
Now?
You're still not taking ownership of how shitty Mark Sanchez actually is.
It just didn't work out. He got picked too high. He had too much expectation. He didn't have the talent.
The Jets traded up for him, right?
Yes, they did.
Right. Well, you all right, guy?
Yeah, no. I was just
having
thinking,
a stroke.
No, because Josh.
We always try to draft a quarterback in very non-quarterback years.
Like,
we drafted Bryce Petty.
But it's so weird. Where are the quarterback years? Yeah. It seems like they're getting less and less the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
They're getting less and less. It's not like, remember the early 2000s?
Because Jared Goff is a third stringer now.
Yeah.
He's the first pick.
Remember the early 2000s, like 2000 to 2004? It was like every quarterback in the world was drafted then. 2004 was arguably the greatest year ever for quarterbacks. Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers.
Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Everybody came out of that draft.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, was the year after.
2005?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he sat for 4 years.
Yeah, so he...
Yeah, no, it was had to be 2004 because in 2008, Brett Favre went to the Vikings.
No, but it was 2005 because the first pick there was Alex Smith.
Oh, you're right.
And then he dropped in that draft. But you're right.
It's,
anyway,
it's wild. Like 2010 to 2016.
I think it's a harder position from 2004.
Of course it is. But
you mean like playing it today is harder than it was.
I think
there are no more pocket quarterbacks.
But the game has gotten much more complex in terms of schemes and things like that, where it's very hard.
Also,
you know, you can't spread them out and just throw it down the field like you do in college. It doesn't work that way here. The people here are too strong. They're too smart. They can figure out very, very quickly. So I think Deshaun Watson is going to be the goods.
You hope that guy doesn't get injured. You have to wait and see. Yeah. I think you got bums coming out of college football this coming year, like Christian McCaffrey.
He's not going to be a bum.
I think he is.
No, he's got... He's got it. He should have won the Heisman last year, man.
You'll see.
I understand Heisman winners are, you know, they don't really translate to well.
Yeah.
But this guy, he is big. He is strong. He gets all. He's their offense. I think he is a. You can make him a slot receiver if you wanted. You know, have you ever seen Christian McCaffrey? I think is it Ed McCaffrey's son?
Yes.
I don't follow college sports.
Ed McCaffrey, he played for the Broncos, right? He was a wide receiver. Christian McCaffrey should have won, and he did not. Like, he had like 20 something touchdowns receiving.
Ed McCaffrey
running.
Was a mean motherfucker. Ed McCaffrey was a mean motherfucker.
How old is where's his son play?
BYU.
No, his Stanford.
There was BYU.
No,
he plays for BYU.
Asshole.
You know who came out of BYU? My boy, Shimmer Fredette.
That's great. Anyhow, we got to
remember his name. Yeah.
My boy, Jackson.
We got about 4 minutes left. The most important soccer game of the year is next week, Saturday. The Manchester Derby. Manchester United. Manchester City. Jose Mourinho versus Pep Guardiola.
Aguero's
Zlatan Ibrahimovic
out.
Versus whoever their striker
Who's
is now.
Who's the favorite to win that game? Not in this room. I mean, like.
I believe it's even.
It's even.
I haven't seen any line yet. So I think it's going to be an even money game. Aguero's out for elbowing Winston Reid in the head violently. That was some shit, man. He really got him pretty good. Can't do that.
I know.
You can't
do that.
Well,
then that's a huge piece.
Yeah, but they also have Fernandinho coming off the bench. They're going to Nolito. They're going to be fine. They are a stacked club, and it's going to be Claudio Bravo's first game in net for them.
Right,
because Joe Hart went to Torino.
Yeah,
he's playing for them now. First English player to ever start as a goalkeeper in the Serie A. Mm-hmm. So good for Joe Hart. Sorry that happened to you, though.
Joe Hart, man, they really took him out back.
I think he thought he was going to like Roma or something. I don't think he.
He knew he was going to Torino. He knew he was going to Torino. He went to Torino weeks ago for the physical. He knew he was going to Torino.
Maybe he got on the wrong plane.
It's possible. So prediction for that, I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be 1-1.
I'm afraid I got some bad news for you.
He thinks it's going to be City.
I do. I got it 2-1 City.
2-1 City? 2-1 what do you City. Got?
I think I'm on your side here. I think it's going to be very much even. Manchester United, they seem to be doing well. And I think they'll take it in.
Okay. You?
I think it's
going to
be Man City 1-0.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, what a shock over there.
Nice.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes left. Want to talk about Kevin Owens?
I do. For all of this wrestling fans out there, Kevin Owens, the second Universal Champion, regardless of what the WWE is trying to package as the first, wins the title. Yes, Triple H comes in and gives him the win, hits the pedigree on Rollins. This is wrestling at its finest. This is the storyline that you love because you don't know what's going on. You got to wait a whole week to find out how it's going to unravel. Kevin Owens, formerly Kevin Steen, bingo halls everywhere, the Hammerstein Ballroom, the man now wins the title. Truly deserved. Yes, it didn't look like he deserved to win it, but that you got to separate the character from the person. It's great. I'm thrilled. Everyone is excited for Kevin Owens. And now, once you get the belt, you got to do something with it, right?
So there you go.
There you go. You heard it here
first. There you go. You heard it here first about that thing.
Yeah.
So
if I were a betting man, we got a minute left?
If I were a betting man, by 10 o'clock tonight, mm-hmm. The New York Mets are the second wild card.
Ooh, okay. Good prediction. Maybe I'm doing this a week too early. Maybe I should save it for next week. But I think the Brandon Marshall does not play next Sunday. I have a feeling.
Why?
His hip. Because they've been sitting him out. I feel like it's going to bother him. Or if he does, he's not going to produce. And I think we lose the game next week.
Oh. If I were a betting man, the Mets will shut down Jacob DeGrom for the season. This week.
Yeah, that's a fairly safe bet, I think. I don't know that he's going to come back after what I've read, but it's
we were overflowing
this morning.
It's only inflammation. It's inflammation.
I'm talking about Ray Ramirez telling him, "I think it's best that you sit the next start." Now, listen, Ray. I think it's best that you die.
Yeah.
I think it's best that you die and save my fucking organization from your fingernail medical board. It's ridiculous, this guy. That's another thing you need to get rid of. Ray Ramirez, Tim Tuffle, and if by some...
Where's Ronnie? Ronnie's got to start calling in for his weekly fuck you. He's
not
long overdue.
Yeah.
He's retired.
Well, he's retired. Tim Tuffle, Ray Ramirez, and if you don't make the playoffs this year, Terry Collins has to go away.
Yeah, that's true.
He just must go away. Mismanagement all around. I got to go to work. Oh, my God, I'm working 3 to 7. Come by the hat shop. Come say hello. 15% off. Point of order.
See you next week.